Horseshoe crabs have been around for more than 400 million years, but pollution, climate change, and humans threaten their survival. They're used as bait for eels, and their blue blood aids in vaccine development. Conservationists at the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays are trying to track and preserve these critters, whose eggs are a food source for dozens of animal species. WHYY's Zoe Reed shadowed volunteers who were surveying horseshoe crabs after dark during their annual mating ritual.
The tide was high at Delaware's Indian River Inlet. A full moon shone in the night sky. That's when horseshoe crabs congregate on the beach to mate. Many were attached as they floated in the water. The volunteers felt their way up and down the beach, in rain boots or barefoot, calling out counts of males and females.
One and one.
One and one.
One and one.
One more.
Amy Seaman, who runs a Save the Horseshoe Crabs Facebook page, was volunteering for the first time.
Oh, it's neat. Yeah, I love it. It's fun.
What's exciting about it?
Just seeing them all copulating in the water all together like this. I've never seen this many all at once.
The nighttime stroll was hosted by the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays. The organization has held citizen horseshoe crab surveys annually since 2008, bringing in more than 100 volunteers each spring. Their goal? To count, catch, and tag the horseshoes in order to track their population levels.
Horseshoe crabs are difficult to not like. They are very charismatic. They really are interesting.
That's the center's Nivette Perez Perez. Beyond the horseshoe crab's charisma and ancient history, their survival is also essential for the livelihood of other animals, like the endangered red knot bird, for instance. They rely on horseshoe crab eggs to refuel during their stopover on their annual spring journey from South America to the Arctic. After the count, volunteers placed the horseshoe crabs into a kiddie pool. The creatures wriggled as they waited their turn to be tagged by Dennis Bartow, who leads the volunteer surveys with Perez Perez.
We'll drill it and we'll put a tag in. So this is a young male.
Yeah.
Now, he will not complain when I drill, but you might see some blood.
Limits have been placed on the number of horseshoe crabs that are allowed to be harvested. However, their livelihoods are still at risk, Bartow says.
I like to see them continue through the sixth mass extinction, which might include ourselves.
In addition to habitat loss and climate change, horseshoe crabs are harvested for bait. And the biomedical industry is another threat. Their bright blue blood contains a compound used by medical researchers to test the sterility of injectable drugs and vaccines. Though the practice is not allowed in Delaware, it is in neighboring states. The crabs are released back, but some argue that the practice can injure or kill them. Bartow and some other conservationists want the biomedical industry to use synthetic blood to spare their beloved arthropods. They also advocate for the use of artificial bait. As it neared midnight, volunteers returned the tagged horseshoe crabs to their home with a sense of pride. Perez Perez says she hopes their work will pay off.
A success for us is that we can preserve the horseshoe crabs, that they're here for generations and generations to come, and that we can see them come back every year.
Zoe Reed, WHYY News.